One.
I can't be there like a bump on a log.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta
at least do a little cha-cha, man, for real.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's the thing, y'all. What's going on? What's happening? What's hopping? What's popping? What's everything?
What's good?
And we are on another episode of Vape Talks with the Ghost. Okay, we are on episode 2 of season 2. In case y'all don't know, okay, we are on season 2. We're kicking off the year the correct way. We had a banger last week's topic was really good about liking posts of the opposite sex, and if it was right or wrong. But this time I had to dig in my Santa Claus bag and come out with something that was going to really rattle some cages. It was going to really kind of get people. You know, like I said, this show is to talk about the elephant in the room, to discuss things that a lot of people don't discuss on their podcast shows or don't talk about in general. These are the things like when we sitting around in a barbershop or sitting around in a salon that we talk about. So without further ado, we're going to go around the room. I'm going to introduce my great guest that we got today. We're going to go to the right of me, which would be, we'll go with Brittany first. Brittany, introduce yourself. Tell them where you're from. Tell the crowd a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Brittany. If I'm South Carolina, but I'm living in San Antonio. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm opening my city's first 24-hour daycare. And I'm an Army veteran, which is how I met Ghost.
Okay. So happy to have you a part of the show. This is going to be, I really wanted to kind of balance this out this time to have male and female perspective of this topic so that it was, you know, we get a little bit of everybody's, their thought pattern and their opinion on this. We're going to go down right under me to my sister. Introduce yourself. Let the people know who you are.
Yeah. I'm Kashana. I go by K Boogie. And I'm from Chicago. And yes, I'm happy to be on my bros podcast.
Okay, yes. K Boogie. Glad to have you. You always bring a great perspective, a great opinion to these topics. So it's definitely good to have you back. And over to the right, I got the green eye machine, my main man, DB. Go ahead, tell the crowd about yourself, brother. You're getting focused in real quick.
What's good? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. But you're good to the side, though. Your visuals to the side instead of upwards. Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but you got to change your camera so you're up. Yeah.
There you go.
My fault. My bad. DB Good Green. DB Good Green. I'm from the north side of Chicago, South Section, Evanston, baby.
Yes, sir. Come on. It's always good to have you on, man. You bring a great, solid perspective and a great opinion to these topics as well. I'm just so happy to have you all on the show. And we'll have Annie on the next show. She'll be on. She could be on this one, but we'll have her on the next one. Okay, we're going to go ahead and hop into this thing, man. The topic is, should women get their man a gift on Valentine's Day or should only the man buy a gift? And y'all know I like to always break in these topics. Okay? I like to break it in to see what y'all think so we can talk about this and see what's really going on. So let's start with further ado. I'm gonna just tell y'all how I see it because I've seen it on both sides. Should a woman get their man a gift on Valentine's Day, or should only the man buy a gift? Absolutely, she should get something for the man, in my opinion. She should get something. If you're in a relationship, if you're dating, even if you want to just, even let's say y'all chopping it up, right? You just met or whatever. Y'all don't really have a label on what you are yet. Valentine's Day is one of those days, man, where it's like, yeah, like you should kind of feel a little awkward if you're talking to somebody and on that day you don't pop up with no chocolate, you don't pop up with no flowers, you don't pop up with something. Now, for the girl version, I don't think a girl needs to go all out and get like bouquet of flowers and all that shit. But shit, hell, a handwritten card, you know what I'm saying? With roses are red, violets are blue, you know what I'm saying? These type of deals, this makes me happy. I think that, you know, that, yeah, you should show up even if it's with a piece of Hershey's chocolate, something. But yeah, you shouldn't show up and definitely don't be coming up talking about because you bought some lingerie and shit. This is the Valentine's Day gift. You know, we finna get in. Nah. Not on Valentine's Day. We do this shit all the time. Nah. I'm not buying it. I'm not going for it. Take your ass back around. Go back out. Go get that card. Go get that chocolate. Bring your ass back correct. That's my opinion on it, man. Now, who's next? Who wants to tap in on this?
I mean, personally, I agree with that sentiment. I feel like if we're together, I'm old school a little bit. I still believe in just because we're dating doesn't mean you shouldn't ask me to be a Valentine. Mm. Yeah, when people stop doing that, I feel like people get in relationships and then be like, well, I ain't got her, so I ain't got a, you know, the Valentine's Day gift is enough. But, I mean, it's the romanticism, isn't it? When you're like, okay, all right, that's my woman, but I still want to, you know, hey, would you give a Valentine? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I do agree that you could treat your partner. We're together. If you're going to treat me, I should treat you. But maybe it's the cancer in me, but I just I've always felt like in any relationship, it should be on equal footing. If I'm over here doing this for you, then give me a little appreciation. And I feel like as a woman, you should want to show your man your love and affection and your appreciation for whatever he's doing for you. And it doesn't have to be anything big, like you said. It can be something small because men are, they're not really caught up on the big gifts. Women, we're like, oh, this girl, you know, I'm giving you friends. You know, you give the friends, I will have you toe up on Valentine's Day. You got a spot on other women. So, I definitely feel like if I'm with you, I'm going to show you my gratitude. It's not going to be in some lingerie because, baby, you're going to probably get that every other day of the week. So, I'm on board with that one.
Okay. Okay, Boogie, what you think? Yeah,
exactly. So, I feel that we are pretty much on the
same. I'm not seeing your full face, K Boogie. Yeah.
I'm gonna probably have to hold it like this thing because I don't know. Okay. I have it propped up and I'm showing it. So can you see me now?
Now you see.
Okay,
yeah.
So I gotta hold my phone up then. Okay. But yeah, it's okay. But yeah, so I'm gonna say the same thing. Like for me, I feel like the female shouldn't have to on Valentine's Day. She shouldn't have to go like what basically what you said all out. Like she shouldn't have to get flowers and this and that because that's what we're supposed to get in on that day. And sweetest day is supposed to be like for the males, you know, that's when we're really supposed to show out. But for me, when I do have, you know, my guy or like you said, somebody who I'm talking to on Valentine's Day, yes, I will get him like the covered strawberries, you know, just to show like, you know, I'm getting the little heart strawberries and stuff like that covered, you know, something slight or whatever to show him like, yeah, you know, I'm fucking with you too. But at the end of the day, they should have more for us on Valentine's Day, I feel like. And then on a sweetest day, I feel like that's when you're supposed to show the man, you know, spoil him and show him like, hey, this is your day.
Now the Swedish day, I really ain't heard too much about the Swedish day shit. I think it do come up, but I mean, it's for
you never heard of Swedish day in October?
No.
What?
I've heard something like lightly about it. Like I've heard people mention Swedish day, but not nationally known enough to be like, hey, look, this is the day dedicated to the men. At least for me, I haven't.
But you know what? The reason why we haven't really heard about it that much is because that women don't make a big deal about the men like that. Like, if you look at society when it comes to these holidays, even with Mother's Day, there's tons of stuff for Mother's Day. Father's Day, you get you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and it's, you know, it's the Western society kind of labels, you know, sets it up because, you know, masculine and feminine energy. And, women run the economy. You know, yeah. They're the biggest spenders. You know, more items are bought for them than men. Men, yeah. You know. So yeah. I just feel like that's why I've never heard of it. But
yeah.
Oh, well, my phone's a big baby still?
Yeah. It's October 22nd, and it is like a national holiday. But like you said, I think it's because people don't hype it up as much as what they do Valentine's Day. Because it's on the calendar as well. But they don't do as much, and they don't hype it up as much as Valentine's Day.
So, now, see, that's big. Now that's a big one. So out there, y'all comment in the comment section and let me know if y'all heard of, what is it called again? Swedish Day?
Oh, Swedish Day, right? Yeah.
Swedish Day. Comment if y'all have heard about Swedish Day and if you participate in it. I don't think I've ever gotten anything on a Swedish Day. Yeah.
You said it's in October, so October is like Halloween, so everyone's prepping for like the Halloween parties, you know, they're trying to do the yard, so that's that's probably why, because it gets so I'm on the road behind, you know, Halloween.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So let me ask y'all, is there any time that's acceptable for not getting the male a gift on Valentine's Day? Has there been a time where you've been like, okay, nah, I'm not going to get this person I'm talking to a Valentine's Day gift, and why?
I feel like if we're not dating, if we're just talking, I'm not going to get you anything for Valentine's Day unless we've already agreed that we're going to do something, because we're talking. And, you know, dating with me, I'm dating, if I'm not sure about you, I'm probably going to have another boyfriend. You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but dating is dating. I'm not sure if I like you or not, so I don't try my options. So unless we have like a, hey, I would like to have plans on Valentine's Day, I'm going to get you nothing, because I'm like, we're not there.
Exactly. And for me, it's like, if he lets me know, or I know that he have several females, or he have like, you know, he's not just exclusive like with me, or even if we not fully there, but we at least just one-on-one talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, we filling each other out. If you let me know, like, you still dipping in the pool of other like females, then no, it's like, nah, because I'm not going to waste my, you know, money or waste my stuff onto you. If you still, you know what I'm saying? Because 9 out of 10, I probably won't get shit either, because you got so many, you know? So
exactly.
Nah, then you just having fun. So that holiday is not really, you know, for
it's a lover's holiday, you know? I love you.
Right. That's true.
Oh, see, this is good. This is what I want to get into. Are there guidelines for giving and getting a gift? So like, let's, like y'all just said, if the person is, you're just talking to them and you're not really in a, you know, relationship with them, should the guy get you a gift then, or should nobody get each other a gift? If you're just brand new talking, you're not dating, you're not in love, because you know it, but the holiday is coming up, do you feel like you're obligated to get him something? Do you feel he's obligated to get you something on that day? Let's say y'all just talking. Y'all have not, and let's say that he doesn't have a host of hoes that he's fucking with, and you don't have a host of niggas you fucking with. You and this guy's been talking. Y'all been talking, but y'all haven't put a label on it. You're not dating. So do you feel that he has an obligation on this day? Valentine's Day is coming up. Should he be getting you something, and should you be getting him something, or neither, since you're not dating?
Yes, I feel like he should at least get a box of candy. Like, they even got candy at the dollar store. You can get a box of candy. You can get a balloon that says, you know, like a little something on it, or just a heart balloon. And like you said, just a dollar card, 50 cent card, actually. And give it, you know what I'm saying, just to let them know, like, yeah, I am feeling you. Now, as far as, like, making a reservation at a $200 restaurant, or you buying, you know, big gold chains, or, you know, I'm saying, necklaces for her and stuff, like, no, that's when you're really in love with that person. And that's what I'm saying, the same way with the girl. Like, yeah, it's okay just to get, like I said, little pack of the strawberry hearts, you know what I'm saying, something like that, like some little thing, you know, for him as well, to show him, like, you know, yeah, this is a woman's holiday, but it is about, like, you know, love. It's supposed to be about, you know what I'm saying, the love and stuff like that. So, yeah, to show, like, appreciation and stuff like that.
Okay. And what do you think?
I think it's a conversation. And the reason why I say that is because if we're just starting off talking, I would hope you would actually be on Valentine. But if you don't, I'm not going to sit here and assume that. And I think in the conversation, yeah, if you're going to set plans, then that's just, hey, so should we, you know, get anything for each other? Like, what do you like? Would you like something for Valentine's Day? Because we're fresh. And I feel like when you're fresh, you don't really know what someone likes. You don't really know their expectations. So a conversation would probably have to be had with me. I'd probably be like, look, do you have, like, are we making plans for Valentine's Day? Because a lot of new situations, they either do or they don't. They're kind of like, next year, you know?
Yeah.
We're still rocking like that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all a question. Would if a guy decides to take that route and decides to say, and for the viewers out there that's listening, they just brought up two great points. If the guy is not actually dating, if you're not actually dating each other and you're in that limbo where you're just figuring each other out, you're just getting to know each other. If that guy doesn't, there's a possibility that there's a conversation that need to be had where you talk and discuss whether or not this is the time to get, this is the year y'all want to, you know, actually celebrate the holiday. Now, here's my question though, because like for me on a man's side of the view of it, I feel like number one, like we said, there's levels to it, right? So if you're dating somebody, and I'm talking about y'all been dating, y'all moving towards being something, right? And it's not somebody you just smashed once. Because here's the thing, if you're smashing multiple times, I feel like at that point, you deserve to get that person a gift, the guy. I don't think at that point, so necessarily the guy should expect the woman to, because you're not actually in a straight. Now, if she do, that's just bonus points. If she show up with something too, it's like, oh, I'm impressed, but I'm not really expecting it. But I feel like if you are smashing multiple times, it kind of then takes you out of that bracket of like, did we even have to talk about this? Like at this point, I'm gonna get you something because hell, you've been letting me smash. We've been smashing for several times. At least I can go ahead and get you a gift, right? Now, when you're dating, now obviously it's already known that now, okay, Valentine's Day's coming up. I'm finna do something. We finna get something planned, blah, 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 blah. And it should be on both sides. But again, I don't think any man is expecting a girl to come show up with a masquerade of balloons and, you know, and this red carpet out and all that shit. Because it is like what you mentioned. It's more so this is when you want to wine and dine her. The big teddy bears, all the gifts and all that shit is catered more towards the woman. But yes, a man would feel appreciated if he has gotten a card and some chocolate or something like that. We not tripping. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and throw that lingerie on. We okay with that. But I think if a guy is not, if a guy, and that's my question to y'all as women, if a guy does not feel the need to get you a gift, let's say y'all are smashing each other. Yeah, you haven't figured everything out, but y'all are seeing each other on a daily basis, like as if you is dating. Then if he doesn't get you a gift, if he doesn't take you out on Valentine's Day, is that a no-go for you? Is that a like, oh, okay, I'm gonna kind of put this guy to side, or does it like, oh, okay, he didn't do it. It don't really matter. We not really on that level yet. Yada, yada, yada. What do y'all feel about that?
Right. It depends. I feel like it depends on like what you say. It depends on the levels. Because for me, I feel like, okay, we're not in high school or middle school anymore where you have to say, will you be my Valentine and all that and stuff. Like, yeah, that was cute for me back then, you know, because it's like, okay. But nowadays, you know, guys are less and less romantic anyways. So it's like, they're not going to do all that. But it's like, okay, it depends on the level of we on. Like you said, if we like, you know, dealing with each other consistently or whatever, but we not in no relationship. I would expect at least a rose, at least a candy, something like that. Yeah. That'd be fine. If he don't do that, he will lose points. I probably wouldn't fall all the way back from him, but I would fall back from feeling like, okay, this is really going to be something. It's like, okay, you let me know what it is. I think guys speak with their actions and they let you know without saying. They let you know like what it is. I don't care that much for you too, you know.
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Man will talk a good game, but their actions speak louder. Like we said, if your game wasn't at work on Valentine's Day and you getting something after, maybe you was the side piece. You were not the priority in his life.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like if me and you are, you know, getting it in and you are like in my bed on a regular basis, you better come with something. Because I'm at this point, we're creating soul ties, you know?
Yeah.
We're gonna get some flowers, I think, some chocolate, you know? Yeah. But like, I've had men in the past who, you know, we were just getting it in. And, you know, for Valentine's Day, they've gotten me gifts. They've, you know, brought my daughter, you know, little candies and stuff. And
That's another good point. What about if you have daughters? Does the man, if this man is that you're talking to, right? Let's take this to more of a serious thing. More of like, you know that y'all are leading towards trying to be in a relationship, right?
Right.
Is he wrong if he shows up to the house with just you a gift and nothing for your daughters? I want you to get a comment and answer me on that too.
I have that, right? Okay, so
that could go.
As both knows, I'm really opinionated about this because my kid's father has a whole, you know, whole entire wife, whole entire family, and every year for Valentine's Day, he gets me and my daughter and my son Valentine's Day gifts. He asks her to be his Valentine. You know, it's setting a precedent. So if me and you are creating a relationship, and I trust you enough, because you know these new age mamas, they just bring everybody to the house.
But
we don't do that. You know, if you're enough to bring you into my home for my kids to actually see you, the precedence has to be set because her dad's already setting it. You know, every year he asks her to be his Valentine. He brings her the Valentine's Day gift. He brings my son his Valentine's Day gift, and he brings me a Valentine's Day gift. He even has a whole wife. You know, and she'll give me.
That part for me is a little. That's a little. Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say. He is so in love with me.
He is my kid's father is so in love with me. Kashi got a little ghost. Don't let me say it. Don't let me say it several times about my kid's father. Right? Yeah. He is so in love with me, but our situation is just it's a rags to riches story. You know, when his family is a really well off black family here in San Antonio. And when I met him, I was in the military. We're angry. His mother didn't agree that I came from the right family and yada yada. But it's like he's already set the standard when it comes to what a man should do with our daughter. You know, he doesn't miss anything. So I feel like if I'm bringing you to my home and you're actually interacting with my child, fall in line, baby. She's a girl. Give her something. It's going to be anything cute. It'd be a little small, little heart. You know, look, she likes to make beady braces. You can tell those little cheap ass beady braces, you know, the little kids. Anything. But I feel like when we're in a relationship and you're interacting with my kids, you're letting me know what kind of relationship and family you're really going to build together.
Yeah.
And as a mother, I want to see how you would treat my child. You know, you're around her, you're interacting with her, you know. Yeah, it's a little small, but at the same time, her dad does it. So even if you don't, it's going to be covered, but it just shows the caliber of man you are.
That's what I was going to ask. What if he doesn't get the child a gift? Does he lose points? Or is it something that you have a conversation about? Like, hey, you know, it's okay to, because maybe he feel like, go ahead, K-Boogie.
Yeah, no, because I was going to say, for me, it's like, and like what you said, some of these young females, because I'm still young, but I don't have several males around my, you know, I'm saying kids, because like what you said, it's like it's too many pedophiles and all that going on.
Yeah.
You never know what is what. So no, I keep that away. I keep my dating life and my kids' life separate. So with that being said, it's kind of like if it's only been me and him dealing with each other, no, he don't have to get them nothing, especially for Valentine's Day. Now, say for Christmas, if he want to, like, you know, I'm saying, get them like a little something, okay, that's cool. But for Valentine's Day, he don't need to get my daughter or my son nothing because it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But now say that we're married or we've been together for a while or we've been together and he's been in their life and that day comes up, then yes, you know what I'm saying? Then, he could get him like a little, you know, chocolate candy box or get him something or something like that. because they're seeing him give, you know, they're seeing him bring me something. So don't leave him out. You know what I mean? But as far as I go, nah, I got my kids. I'll get them their Valentine's stuff because, you know, like I said, you just never know the people too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a like a
because
like childbirth man too.
Yeah. And in your case, that's the that is his children. So he's supposed to do that for his children. He's supposed to get his kids a gift.
Because he's the dad,
Because he's the actual dad. But yeah, ain't no way in the hell no dad of my wife's better be getting her no damn gift, no Valentine's gift.
You know what?
The kids is okay.
Now we got it.
But never not both? Nah, you already know my lifestyle. I am poly and I'm a swinger.
That shit.
So, you already know my lifestyle. So I'm poly and I'm a swinger. So
Yeah, that's
so different. It's not like she's not aware. I just told you before we got on live, you know, we and him just went to a swinger party last night. It's not like she's not aware.
Okay.
We raise our kids together. You know, I have her kids come over. We spend time with the kids together. Yeah. You know, I buy her gifts. She buy me gifts. I'm very respectful.
Yeah.
Very respectful. But it's not like she doesn't know that it wasn't for his mother's standards, she wouldn't be there. So she plays her role.
Yeah.
And that's
my mom.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And it's all love and respect. Like, if somebody came to her, they had to deal with me because that's the mother of my other kids, you know?
Yeah.
So it was, and that's how I feel like it should be. I feel like people forget how co-parenting is supposed to work. But even prior to us really changing the status of a relationship, it's always, you know, we're all on one accord because we have kids together and my kids are going to know their siblings, you know?
Yeah. And that's another thing that we going to have to do another topic on limits and what are limits of co-parenting and how and what becomes disrespectful, what is respectful, what is crossing the line, yada yada. That's another great one. I'm glad you mentioned that. That'll be something we'll talk about on the next one. But back to the Valentine's Day thing. So okay, so I got a question then. Okay, so we've established that y'all agree that a woman should get a man a gift on Valentine's Day as well as get something for you, right?
Yeah.
So Now we have to establish the ground rules of, have you guys ever received the Valentine's Day gift the day after Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Okay. No. How did you feel about that when you received the gift the day after? So
I honestly wasn't expecting the gift.
Let me ask you this. Did the guy or did the person, did they say to you, did they have a reason why it was the day after? Did they just completely not respond at all that day and then the next day follow it up? Or did you already know that this was going to be the next day type of deal? Or was it just out of a surprise?
I honestly didn't expect the gift, but once I got it, I was like, oh, baby, I'm a side piece. I told him that. I said, you coming to me this day. I said, you must have been with another bitch yesterday. He was like, well, you know, I made plans with somebody. I was like, that's all you have to say, man. I'm like, look, and that's why February 15th is side piece day. Your man at work, you the side piece, boo.
Yeah.
The side piece.
Exactly. But like I said, hear me out. Now, it's different type of people, too. It's different type of people, though. Because guess what? You got songs that they won't even like do nothing. So I feel like I would
at least you put that for them for that.
Still appreciate that because I feel like okay, you thought about me still. It might be after, but you still thought about me.
Appreciate it.
But exactly. I'll take it.
Thank you.
Exactly.
If I get my shit a day after, fuck that. I don't want it.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm a fan girl. I love my chocolates. Okay.
Me too.
That doesn't even know why I'm mad at you because it's not like you don't know Valentine's Day is a lover's holiday.
Exactly.
They obviously have it.
Day.
It's just January. Like, come on, man.
I've always been the one on a male side, and I know a lot of guys tend to, because a lot of these guys haven't, like you said, it really depends on your upbringing and how you decided to be a man yourself. Like, for me, you know what I'm saying? It's no way that the person that I'm dating is not receiving Valentine's Day gifts and being taken out on that special day. Because it's a special day. Now, if it's somebody who, like, again, like I told you, even in my day when I was a single person and when I was just doing whatever I was going to do, if there was a person that I was doing something with multiple times, I consider that person worthy of getting a gift of some sort. Now, I'm not going to wild out and go with the whole, you know, big shebang because you're not on that level yet, or maybe never will be on that level. But they still deserve something. Now, the day after, I feel like that just cancels out anything. At that point, like you said, you know you are the side motherfucker because you could have somehow, some way got me a gift. They got all sorts of delivery options. You can deliver, even if you couldn't be there in person, you could have got me something that day.
An edible arrangement, something.
Something. For me, the day after is voided. And listen, at that point, don't even, I would rather a sob story about how you couldn't make it on that day than
tell me a lie, baby.
After, like at that point, I'm like, so you had the ways and means to get something, but you waited the day after to give it to me. Nah. Really? Yeah. I'm really cocky like that though on that type of shit. You know, I feel some type of way.
Exactly. And I'm a Cancer, so I'm definitely gonna feel some type of way because the one thing if I'm with you, baby, I'm cutting hard for you. That's just the Cancer in me. I'm a nurturer. So I'm like, if you come to me the day after.
What about the day before? Oh yeah, the day before. See, that's one of the same. Unless you better have ass excuse. Because
why you can't be on the 14th?
I better hear something. And you motherfucker, you better be crippled in a hospital. You better, your legs
gotta
better
work.
Or gotta work. And you better have that type of schedule. Because if I hear, you know, if your schedule been you getting off at this time and all of a sudden now you working all night, all 24 hours a fucking day on Valentine's Day, tomorrow you back to normal schedule.
Because let's say you work at night, right? We can go have a Valentine's Day breakfast. Always say, if a man will do what he wants to do, if he want to do it for you, he's going to make a way.
Yep.
He is going to make a way. And I feel like with some of this new generation, they just don't understand, you know, relationships anymore.
And that's why I like this podcast, because what we like to do is try to see what are the standards these days? Because you got to understand. There's so many side pieces. There's so many, you know, so let me ask you this question. So we covered that if it's a day after or day before, that technically, basically you're like, you know, already you're not that important. You're a side piece in some type of way. Even if you maybe not the side piece, you weren't important enough for this motherfucker to make.
You're not a priority because it's 24 hours a day, baby. You could have made something happen.
Now my question is, this is where we're going to kind of get a little sticky at. Now, let's say you're in a situation where let's see how I want to phrase this. I want to phrase this a certain way. If you're in this relationship with a person for years, let's take it on this aspect. Let's say first let me start with this one. Do y'all see, is there an issue or is there a problem with a woman who feels as though if she has sex with her partner, that suffices for a gift? Do you see that as being wrong, or do you see that as being not even necessarily wrong, but do you see that
that's
as
lazy.
Okay, that's what I wanted to see.
Sex is not something that you throw out for special occasions. Now, you might be a little more kinky. Valentine's Day, throw some whips, chains, you know, door swings, whatever. Cool. Bring off your bag of tricks. But this is not enough for Valentine's Day. I'm already getting it throughout the freaking week. That day don't make it no special. That's just lazy. That's lazy affection. That's all fair.
I hate when I hear couples, and I've heard it, you know, we all hear it, we see the social media. If you're saying that that's your gift, that's all you got to offer on that day, come on, that's some lazy shit. Because we getting that already. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to get the same thing that we always get. We want something thought of, even if it's a handwritten card. I always say, like, even if you handwrite the shit, even if it's, you know, something different.
I will say, if your sex for Valentine's Day is a threesome, that's a gift. Like, if he been wanting one, and you know he been wanting one, and you be like, I call this bad bitch, and you got a hotel room and sit up all night, and here's this other filet mignon on the plate, that is a wonderful gift, okay? That I will accept as a gift. A threesome, back down here, that's a gift that keeps on giving multiple times, okay? If you know he want to try something, talk to another person, and then you try to make it happen on that day for him. That's a gift. But if you're just giving him the basics that you are giving every day, that's no gift. You got to do something. You got to make it something. You know, throw that bitch in there.
Something, and in other words, again, that still goes back to something unordinary, something that you're putting.
Yes, it got to be something that unordinary. It can't be the same razzle dazzle you give him and think because you throw some candles on it, it's enough. And I feel like that should let him know how you feel about what he does for you. If I feel like you just bounce off each other, what he gives you in the stages as you progress lets you know what he feels about you. You know, there's some men who kind of, you know the saying, you can get somebody, you can date a guy for 10 years and then meet a guy, or go meet a guy and get married in 6 months. Men know what they want. So when Valentine's come around, it's kind of like, especially in a relationship, it's going to let you know how this man is feeling about you. Mm-hmm. And like where your placement is in his life. And the same with women. Women will put in more effort for a man that she sees herself with than for a man. She's just waiting for the new option to come along.
So I got a question for y'all then. That brings me to another topic. Is there a certain type of gift that you expect from a man that you're A, dating, or B, just talking and just getting into this type of relationship, not actually in a relationship? Is there a limit? Is there a type of style? Is there something that's unacceptable as a gift from a male? We just said for the men's side, if women is just offering sex for their Valentine's Day gift, that doesn't suffice on that day. Unless it's some out of the ordinary shit, you finna come up in here with, you know, some 50 Shades of Grey type shit. And even then, you know, I mean, I'm sure men, we don't need much. You know, we'll probably be happy with the motherfucker for that. But if you're not doing something out of the ordinary, then we said we come to the agreements that doesn't suffice. So what about vice versa for a male? What if this man that you've been dating for a while, let's say you've been dating for a while, and he doesn't take you out, he just gives you maybe like a thing of flowers. Or let's say he's been dating you for a while and he doesn't do nothing but, you know, maybe just get you some chocolate or something like that. Is there a standard for the gift is what I want to get at. Is there a standard for the gift of the guy, and which guys have what standard, or do they all have the same standard?
Most definitely, there's standards. I feel like we're just starting out. Mm-hmm. You're just getting to know me. So, like for me, if I just start speaking to you, and you're like, "Oh, we're a couple months in," you know, I love to read books. Mm-hmm. A Valentine's Day gift for me could be a good book from one of my authors with a card, and I'd be satisfied with that. I like to read, and we're still vibing. We're still learning each other, so I'm not expecting you to just automatically know the things I like, but I feel like if you're getting to know me, something small that you picked up that I like would be a acceptable gift. Now, if we're together, like this is like our second year in, oh, baby, I'm expecting something. You know, something. Like, put your heart in there. I'm expecting something. Cook me some dinner. Take me out with the flowers. Get a hotel room. A vacation. Something. I'm expecting something that shows me that in your mind, I'm your future. Yeah. And this is the same thing you got me last year, or super similar, then I know that we're going nowhere. We're going nowhere. Now, I don't expect you to go out above your means, because I feel like some women forget, you know, because they're competing with other women. But some man pockets might not be like her man pockets.
Right.
You feel me? I don't want him to go above his means to try to make me happy. You'd be like, hey, babe, this is what I can afford to do for you this year. I would value that more than you not getting me anything, or than you going extravagant and then bitching about it next month when you ain't got the money or the funds to do something later down the month. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. K Boogie, what do you think? If the guy, is there a standard to the gift from the guy? Should it get better as the time goes? Should it stay the same? Is it okay? Is that a deal breaker if it never does get better? What if it never does get better? What if the gifts just stay chocolate, you know, standard issue.
Yeah, then no. Then it's kind of like, okay. But once again, for me, I will say it all depends, because it depends if he got it like that. We got to see like where it's coming from. If he got it like that to do more or, you know, whatever. But yes, I think you should take in consideration that, okay, this is getting more and more serious. Even if I can't take you to freaking Capitol Grille or whatever, I can at least take you to freaking Chili's. You know what I'm saying? Or at least take you, you know, out to this. Or whatever, if he don't have the money to do it. Now, if he got money, you know what I'm saying, and he, you know, he's well, you know what I'm saying, he's well, like, put.
He just bought Jordans and bought all of this other shit.
Exactly, but yeah, you can't do that. Then it's like, okay, homie, where is this, you know, that's making me feel like I'm at the bottom of your, you know what I'm
priority
saying?
Priority list.
Right, priorities, exactly, I'm all the way at the bottom. Yeah. So then it's kind of, okay, what are we doing? You know what I mean? What you going to say? Yeah. I'll let you say it before you forget.
Now, hey, Boogie, I got a question for you. Because you say something that's in my brain. I get what you're with.
Yes.
Okay, you said that it's okay if he gives you the same thing, similar or close to the same thing every year, if that's all he can afford, right? That would be an issue with me. And only that would be an issue with me is because I feel like, as a man, you should be progressing. You should not still be in the same financial straits you were last year, this year. One, as your woman, I want to bolster you to be top tier. And we should be working as a team to get our bread up. So if we're still struggling, the same struggle this year, next year, the year after, something ain't right. Financially, you're either wasting your money or you don't have the motivation to do better for yourself. There should be no reason why we're 3 years in, and every year all I get is, you know, Red Robin and a Valentine's Day card.
Yeah.
But you can go buy, you know, you so much expensive stuff.
I know what you mean, but I'm one to understand that it's hard out here, that you can't, everybody can't, you know what I'm saying, be like, even some people try, but they can't. So, like, I'll understand that. But like you say, it's not an excuse, but I'll understand it. But to me, here's my thing. You don't have to do the same thing every year, but you can make it like special in your type of way. Like I said, you can go get some flowers from the dollar store, get the petals. You can get the petals. You can put it around your tub. You know what I'm saying? You can get massage oil. You can, like what you said, cook a good dinner to switch it up. There's different stuff that you can do to switch up. I'm not necessarily saying like every year just come
in. I'm talking like on the same level. I'm not saying the same gift, but I mean on the same level. Because I feel like as women, or even as a man, like Ghost was not the same Ghost he was when I met him in the military. You know, he elevated himself. So if we're in a relationship, I'm expecting you to elevate each year something. And yes, I get that with the economy, it's kind of hard, but motivation don't stop nobody. And there's people who has gone from rags to riches, you know, 2 years from now, just because they want to grind. So I feel like in a relationship, our come up should be the same. And also, like, people forget that, we might have a lot of struggles in a relationship, is because they get someone who they're like, oh, he looks great, but your grind is different from his grind, and you get frustrated because you're paying all the bills, or you're doing this, or you're doing that, and it's like, oh, but there's so much potential. So I feel like after a certain amount of years, and you're kind of like, you're still loving the potential, but you're not seeing the progress. What are we
talking about? I just feel like he's trying. Like, I don't want no, as TLC, a scrub. I wouldn't want no scrub that's just sitting up and, you know what I'm saying, leeching off of the female, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. Like, no, that's not acceptable. But I feel like as long as he's trying and he is either paying the bills or helping pay the bills, you know what I'm saying, we splitting it in half or whatever the case may be, then it's like, okay, I know where your money's going. I know you're not tricking it off on like buying yourself this and that, and you're doing for me what you can do. But as long as you trying to, you know what I'm saying, show me like some type of like, okay, hey, I'm acknowledging you, I'm, you know, this and that, then I feel like it's fine. Then as far as, because it was a point I wanted to say too, like, it was something I wanted to say about well, we already had said that it's different levels, because it's like, I know if this is your girlfriend, like, this is what I was going to say too. Also, with Valentine's Day, I know this is my girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? We know for sure we locked in. Yes, restaurant, chocolates, flowers, this and that. If we're just dating around and we're just doing this, a simple card and a simple, you know, box of chocolate, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, we're not exclusive. If you're exclusive, I would expect more.
Like y'all saying, levels. But here's my question, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so if the guy's gift should elevate every year, what about the woman's? Do y'all's gift, should y'all's gift elevate as well, or should it stay the same?
Energy, and that's how I was pretty much getting at. Thank you. Like, matching the energy. Like, if she's giving him really nice gifts, and he's giving her, like, because I don't have it before, but you see him rocking Jordans. Yeah, I know a pair of Jordans is like $200.
Yeah.
I got a friend right now who has been spending all his money on his PlayStation subscription for 2K, and never buys her Valentine's Day gift, never buys her a birthday gift, never buys her a Christmas gift. But she's always buying. She made him a Valentine's Day dinner. He came home with takeout that he got from a restaurant. You know, like stuff like that. So it's for me, it's an energy thing. Like, if you can elevate me, I'm gonna elevate too, baby. If you give me vacations, I'm gonna give you a vacation. You know, vacation, something. It has to be on equal footing, because otherwise, I feel like I'm wasting my time. And I'm getting the purpose.
You know what I think also, y'all, about what happens with this new type of this new era, and not just this new era. I feel like eras after eras. I think about 4 or 5 eras has been downfalling in what they do, right? So I feel like when you get with a person from the beginning, you'll see the different ways of how they act. If this guy never takes you out on a date anyway, how do you expect for Valentine's Day for this guy to be doing anything different?
Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of seems like we're living in a world these days where the standards are a lot lower. A lot of the things that way back in the day, like you said, see, remember back in the day in school, you want to be my Valentine's Day? Will you be my Valentine's Day? Yes or no? These were thoughts that were put into these type of things. These are emotions.
Mm-hmm. Romantic.
Romantic.
Very romantic. Type.
Yeah.
And both ways. Remember, everybody, like you said, everybody was matching each other. It seems as though in these eras, in these days, people don't feel as though they got to match the energy, because neither really is bringing any energy to the table. Because think about it. If you accept a person treating you a certain way, they're not going to get better. They're going to continue to do it more and more. They're going to get even less. They're going to get even more relaxed. Right. So I feel like it all depends on who you choose. As the person to be your, you know, who you're actually going to be serious with. And out of that, you get to really see how they act. If they haven't taken you on a date, if their idea of taking you out is getting some takeout food or whatever like that consistently, never taking you out at once. Because, you know, hey, there's a lot of us that enjoy eating at the house and getting food delivered to the house and chilling and all that. But at some point, you need to have been taking her, you know what I'm saying? You should have took her out on some type of date somewhere other than just cooped up in the fucking house all the time. You know what I mean?
Can we be real about something real quick? Because we know the reason why the standards is going down. It's because at these days, you got more fuck buddies than you have relationships. There's also the reason why marriage is a failing. It's easier for me to say fuck you and go grab a random chick who's already throwing it at me versus working through my problems. So I feel like a lot of reasons why relationships are the parts, because if you were getting my nerves too bad, I'm gonna go to Brenda. Okay, Brenda gonna help me out, make me feel good. I'm gonna come back to you and be like, oh, okay, baby, we're good. You know, I feel like sex is so readily available, and we're in such a sex driven society now that we forgot about romance, loyalty, you know, things like that.
Do you think that women are lowering their standards these days not upholding a certain type of standard, and that's why it's more normal? Because if you do a little census, right, of like who feels like they should get a gift and who feels like they shouldn't, you're gonna get a lot of women who do feel like they shouldn't have to really bring nothing to the table, so to speak. They shouldn't have to bring nothing but the sex. I hear this all the time. I see this on IG.
Exactly. Store. No standard bitches. Okay.
Yeah, and then
the city girls,
the Fabianas,
exactly, the Suki.
So I feel like what it is guys are accepting lower standards, because that's a low standard chick that would think something like that, right? And then vice versa, if you look at the man's standard, if a man feel like he don't really got to do nothing unless y'all like married or something, you know, you hear all sorts of weird ideas on it. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it's safe to say, if you're, it all boils down to impression, is what I feel like. It's if you want to impress. I'm always, I feel like you put in effort when you want to impress, right? So, like, if you get dressed up to go out to the club, it's because you want to go out and look good. You want to impress. You want to be, you want to look good. If you just throw on anything, just do whatever, you don't give a shit, right? You're not trying to, you're not trying. So, same way when it goes to a Valentine's Day. I feel like even if you don't have the money, there's too many ways to make shit happen. There's too many ways to, okay, I can't take her out, but guess what? I'm gonna get my ass up in here and get a recipe and cook some shit. I'm gonna have a home cooked meal. I'm gonna have, you know, this decked out, good romantic music playing, yada, yada, yada. But like you said, in these days and times, and in the days and times a little bit before that, it's more easier for people to say, to take the easy route out. Okay, I'll just not deal with the situation. Fuck it. We'll chop. I won't call the motherfucker. You know, I won't call this person until the next day or whatever, or I'll dodge them. And then the next time I talk to them, then boom, this is how it goes. Then we don't have to deal with that elephant in the room. And guess what? The woman's not really going to call him out because she's already used to that lower standard anyway. She's not going to call the guy out. She's not going to say nothing about it. So this cycle keeps repeating itself.
I feel like it's a perpetuation of just low standards in general with the men and with the women. You know, statistically speaking, women are now, you know, the breadwinners, right? Yeah. For example, in my group of friends, they call it the bougie friend, because I won't date a man who doesn't make a certain income. Why? Yeah. Because I feel like, just based off of my experiences and with dating, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to keep building you up.
Yeah.
And taking the L for it. So, you know, my friends call me the bougie one because they know I won't date a man who don't make a certain amount over me. Like I said, I'm opening a business right now. The kind of man I want is someone who's going to be on that same level as me. You know, I'm going to open a multi-million-dollar business. It's the only one in the city. So I'm like, my income is already there. My income currently is already at the point where I'm living good. Everybody's happy. I'm not going to drag myself back down. You know, I used to be, when I was younger, I used to be like, okay, I can work with that. There's so much potential there. I can build him the way. We can do it great. I'm going to spoil him. I'm going to do this. I'm taking niggas out to dinner and like $100 dinners, you know, to show my appreciation and my affection, just for them to be like, turn around and take me to like a $30 restaurant, you know? Yeah. And that's kind of when I was like, you know, you got to match my energy. And I feel like people these days forget that. They're so wanting the image. They want the man who look good. They don't care if his jaws is dirty. They just want to be like, you know, we're competing with that all people. Literally, women compete with women all day long. And I feel like because of that, they're going to say, I got a man at home, you know, then they'd be like, I'm single, you know, out here. You know, especially my other friends are kind of matched up and the same thing. I feel like men, they're more interested in impressing the other men than they are their women. And so when it comes to Valentine's Day, I feel like for women, it's a big deal because you're going to hear what your homegirl got from her man. And you're going to be looking at that like, you know, she did this for Susan. She did this for Susan. We're like, why? You're going to start matching. You're going to start competing with your friends and what their men are doing for them with your own man. And it's not how it's supposed to be. If you're fucking with me and for Valentine's Day, you should know me as a woman, what I'm expecting or what I like. And like I said earlier, it could be a good book in the car. I'm a big reader. So something like that. You can even be like, hey, I went and, you know, did this for your business. You know, it don't have to be directed to me, but you got to show me that you're matching my vibe. If I'm over here supporting your dreams, your goals, and on your special day, Valentine's Day, I'm showing you as a lover that I appreciate what you do for me, my household, my energy, whatever you bring to the table to me. If I'm showing you on Valentine's Day, here, this is what I appreciate about you, and you're giving me, this is what I appreciate about you.
Yeah.
And I'm taking that, then that's on me. I'm allowing that sad standard to perpetuate. So I feel like if you want a certain type of get from your man. If you want a certain type of lifestyle with your man, you gotta be willing to be like, okay, look, I love you or I like you, but maybe your actions say that you're not for me. And I feel like a lot of women forget that because they just don't want to be lonely, especially like when you get my age. Like when you get my age, all my friends are like getting married. I'm like, I'm watching them. I'm watching their Valentine's Day gifts. Like I said, I have a friend. I hope I'll never get her anything from them. That's what started this year.
Yeah.
What you get is what you allow them to do. But a man who wants to do for you, he's going to step out, like you said. He's going to try to impress you. I feel like people are forgetting that Valentine's Day, while it's a expression of your love, is not just for that day. It should be an accumulation of how, you know, y'all time together, your reflection of your feelings for that person.
Yeah.
People are lazy about that these days. So they feel like, I can text you, I love you, and that's good enough. Have a Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So,
no.
So in closing, guys, we're going to wrap it up. This we covered a lot of the grounds, man. Just going back over the grounds that we touched that men shouldn't be the only ones getting a gift on Valentine's Day. It should be both parties. Energy should be matched. Standards should be set. If you're at home, if you're in a relationship and you've never received a Valentine's Day gift from a person that you've been dating all this time, you probably should be speaking up about this.
You probably be carrying it. It's a plan.
Yeah.
I'll give you something every year.
Yeah. It should be a two-hand thing. We also came up with the way of the diagram of how it works. If you're not actually really dating, if you're not really serious with this person, neither one is obligated to get a gift, really, because you're not even on that level. If you want extra points or something like that, then one of the two is going to make that move to show that, hey, look, I want to take this a little. I really want to show you my affection for you, blah, 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 blah. Right. We also touched on the fact that if you get a gift the day after or day before, you probably is a side piece. And, you know, they may come up with a side piece holiday for side piece people. But until then.
Oh, wow.
You just take
not official yet, but it's definitely five piece holidays. Don't forget about the sweetie holiday for our men.
Yes,
we established that K Boogie brought out that there's a Swedish day that y'all women have been lacking on. Swedish day, I best to have my chocolate in it. It best to keep my chocolate.
It won't be in a hot box by that time, but you can definitely get your chocolate.
Right?
me, I'm more traditional.
Know that, yo. I'm so excited to buy somebody something on that day now.
I don't know about that either, but you know, listen.
That is so crazy. I'm shocked like y'all didn't know.
But you know what?
That's it. If we do it on Valentine's Day, do we do it again on Swedish Day?
That's what I'm saying. If that happens, that means that that's an extra day, because think about it. On Valentine's Day, if we're both doing, we're giving each other something on that day, now I'm getting an extra gift then on this Swedish day, because
that's why I was saying that Valentine's Day is supposed to be just for the woman and then the Swedish day just for the man. But it's like, okay, that's why I say it's kind of like it wouldn't be wrong if she wouldn't give him nothing, because hey, on Swedish day, Swedish I'm getting you out. I want to give him something, you know, if I know he's getting me something. I want to give him something on Valentine's Day as well. And on Sweetest Day, he should be giving us something then as well, too.
So let's do this real quick. Let's do this real quick. Let's do definition of Valentine's Day. Let's see what they got for definition of Valentine's Day. And I want to see the definition of this Swedish Day. Definition of Valentine's Day. And this way we're gonna actually have accurate things. Okay. February 14th, a day when it's traditional to send a card, often anonymously, to a person one is romantically involved with or attracted to. So now you got a standard that's been lifted. If this person's attracted to you, meaning that y'all just talking, technically they are supposed to get you a gift still.
Exactly. But
that's what the Valentine's Day is supposed to be about. So. Okay. Even if you're attracted or involved, That's who celebrates Valentine's Day. Okay. Now let's look up the definition of Okay, so let's look up definition of Swedish Day. Swedish Day. Okay, let's see what we got on that.
Okay.
So wait. What is the meaning of Swedish Day? The tradition of celebrating this date began in 1916 at the Olympic Stadium in honor of the election king on June 6th, as they considered this the foundation of Sweden. Now, how is it sweet? How is it spelled? Is it sweet? S-W-E-E-T?
Yes, S-W-E-E-S-T.
Oh, wait, hold
Swedish
on.
Swedish
Day, yeah.
S-W-E. Oh, Swedish Day.
Yeah.
S-W-E-E-S-T,
uh-huh. I believe. Yeah.
Swedish Day. Okay.
It's supposed to be like October 22nd. Yeah.
No, so this is just saying that this is only bringing up June. This is bringing up
put in October 22nd, Swedish Day.
October 22nd. Oh, sweetest. Okay, Swedish Day. Okay, observed on October 15th. Swedish Day is an original American holiday, not based on any group's religious tradition. It's simply a reminder that a thoughtful word, deed, or small gift enhances the life of the recipient as well as the person giving it. So no, it has nothing to do with relationships or nothing. That's just like a friend type deal. Like, you're my friend, here's a gift. This is the Swedish Day. It's called Sweetest Day. But it does say this, Swedish Day, it is a day to share romantic deeds or expressions and acts of charity and kindness. Swedish Day has also been referred to as a Hallmark holiday. So basically, that's just like, you know, but as I'm going to see this, it says, it does say it's Swedish Day for boyfriends. In the region, Swedish Day is celebrated primarily by women who treat the men in their lives with gifts of candy and other sweet gestures.
Now, October 3rd is also National Boyfriend Day, which is almost like Swedish Day. Like, it's when you're supposed to show you better have, you know, some appreciation. Yeah.
So, yeah, Swedish Day technically is for men. But like you said.
Yeah, because look, it says in the region, Swedish Day is celebrated primarily by women who treat the men in their lives with gifts of candy and other sweet gestures.
Yep. Yep, and I see a way to encourage women to treat their male romantic partners with sweets and candy. So that just goes to show you that guys have not been getting gifts for Valentine's Day for so many years that they had to create a holiday only for them. They had to make a free holiday for men. Sweetest Day for y'all to get them a goddamn gift. You should be ashamed.
But that's just Father's Day and Mother's Day. They hype up Mother's Day more than Father's Day. So it's just kind of like that. You know what I mean? It's like,
I have to put that in my calendar when I get me a man. I'm going to be like, here you go, baby. Sweetest
Day. Well, guess what? Sweetest Day, I better have flowers. I better have cards.
As far as we talk about,
for that, for me, Valentine's Day is I like Valentine's Day. That's the day I want to. Yeah. I like the. You know, it's the spirit of love. It's the spirit of you know, being sweet.
Cupid.
I have a question, because I don't think we asked you this.
Sweetest day.
Expect for Valentine's Day.
Oh, good question. Good question.
I don't think we're talking about that. We're talking about the women and our expectation, but what would be a good gift for you guys on Valentine's Day? I don't think we're talking about that.
We're very complex people, man. With men, we don't really need much. It's more so of a thought that you give in it. Like, if you come a fucking, you know, one time my baby gave me something that was sentimental with her job and shit. Like her, it was literally only you could get with this job, with doing that job. And it was like something that was a reminder of, hey, I'm with you at all times, even when I'm at my job. Like things like it for us, it's more of where's your mind at? Like, what did you come up with? You know, if you like I said, I'm happy with a roses are red, violets are blue card. But motherfucker, goddamn, I better have something in my hand, something of appreciation that says, hey, now I don't need the bouquet of flowers. I'm not even a flower dude. Like, I would even feel kind of weird getting flowers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need flowers. We don't need a big box of chocolate. Just come up in here with, if you know what type of candy I like, come in here with that. You know what I'm saying? Come in here with a card. Come in here with some type of, you know, something original. So that's something that you have to, you know your man and what he likes. You know, if you know he likes, and you know what? It's not even, I wouldn't even say know he likes, because that's more of a Christmas thing. Right? Valentine's Day is just appreciation. It doesn't have to be nothing big. It can be something simple. Go up in there and whip up some of his favorite dessert that he like. Whip up his favorite breakfast he like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we don't really, we're complex. We don't need the bells and whistles and shit, because we're not going to go on IG and be like, look, my woman did this for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't.
I don't know if you've seen the videos. You know how TikTok is. We love TikTok. But it's this video with this girl. She bought her man like some J's. She bought him an outfit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And he was like, I bought you a Louis Vuitton purse. Like, what the fuck is this? You know? And she was like,
what?
Yeah. Like, he was, you know, and that's once again, like I said, the standards are, you know, men are just kind of very feminine with it. You know, they want to show, but you know, she had. $100 on him, but he was like, no, I bought you this, and I did this, and I did this, and it's all you gave me for Valentine's Day?
That takes away from what Valentine's Day is about. It's not about buying you some big-ass gift or some, you know, outrageous shit. It's about me just showing appreciation. You've been holding it down with me. We've been holding it down with each other. Look, that's why I prefer actually just like going out, like a nice dinner, a nice, you know, switching it up, but something, you know, different every time, but a romantic type of setting.
It's a lover's holiday. So do you feel like people should put a cap on the limit that way? Because, you know, that seems to be like a thing now, a trend now where you're like, oh, well, I did this, but you didn't do this. And, you know, people, you know, you've seen the videos on TikTok where you're like, oh, I did this, but you didn't do nothing for me. You know, that's how it is.
Right reasons if you do that. Only time I'm
everything is getting so greedy.
Yeah, that's greedy. I'm only upset if you show up empty-handed. I don't mind whatever you get. It does not need to be, I spent all of this and you only spent. No, because if that's the case, you're not doing it for the right reason. You doing what you're pocket watching. You know what I'm saying? No, whatever your heart, whatever you wanted to give me, that's what I'm accepting. And that's what I'm taking as is heartfelt. It shouldn't be a price tag on that. When people start going on price tags and shit, that's for the gram. Yeah. This is social media again. That they want to be able to go on and say, oh, my girl got me this. I got her a Louis Vuitton bag and she got me. Yeah. You're just doing that to impress somebody else. You don't really give a shit about that because you could get your own Jordans. You know that, right? If you bought her a Louis Vuitton bag, you can get your own J's and your own Louis Vuitton bag for yourself. You know what I'm saying? But you're doing this so that the social media can, you can compete with all of that. No, that takes away from what the actual meaning of it is for it to me. You know what I'm saying? If you're pocket watching, nah. And that's same with some of the females. It's like, oh, he only took me to here or he took me there. Oh, he didn't take me to Roof Chris or he didn't take. Now, me, of course, I'm a different type of nigga, but that's because I'm at a different type of level in my life. If I didn't have the funds to do that, then yeah, I would do something romantic in my own way that would still make you be just as proud or just as happy. But
exactly.
Yeah, it might not be a 5-star restaurant. It might not be this or that, but you're going to get the same feel like as if you was in it. You know what I'm saying?
Quick question, because I'm going to play devil's advocate. You said that you, because you can afford to, you would do that top tier shit, right? So what does it say about the relationship if you have a man who can afford to do that, but give you like the bare minimum? Wouldn't that tell you that that man isn't really into you?
Yeah, hell yeah. If he got the money and he don't want to do nothing like that with that. Yeah, you're not his priority as far as what he's spending the brand on. He don't even feel enough to spend the money that he gonna spend somewhere else anyway onto you to have you, you know what I'm saying, have a nice day. It's one fucking day. It's not like you gotta be, it's not a week long fucking thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even if it's thing. Like, if you got the money and you didn't budget it right, because some people got the money and don't budget. That's another thing, too. Some people just don't budget right. There's all these excuses. But if you didn't plan it and you didn't make sure it was straight, it wasn't a priority for you. Because you could plan all this shit. How many, you know when Valentine's Day is. It's on the 14th. It ain't rocket science. It's the same month, same day every year, same month. Yeah. Every year. So you could plan that shit ahead of time. You know what I mean? Yeah. But listen, ladies, it was a blast having you. I guess DB must have got caught up on at work. I know he had work and stuff he had to do, but I'm sure he would have agreed with a lot of these points that we brought up. And y'all are, I love the level headedness of y'all. You know, you're on the right playing field. I would only say, like I said to a lot of people, always make your standards to what you would want. If you're lowering your standards to try to compromise or to try to work with somebody, that's going to be an issue for you in the long run. And
definitely will.
In the beginning, if this person can't meet the standard that you want them on, then you got to move around, because you're just going to be in a world of heartache and a world of misery.
Frustration.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And frustration, because each year you're going to get disappointed, whether it's Valentine's Day, whether it's something else, you're going to be disappointed because this person is not on the standard that you would want to have anyway. So just keep it moving. Enjoy your holiday, your own self if you have to. You know, do what you got to do until you find the right standard that matches. And then you won't have no problem. I see people bashing Valentine's Day all the time. I never did that when I was single or when I had that. I never was like, oh, man, forget these people that got relationships. No, like just everybody enjoys their time of the season when it's their time. When it's your time, you will enjoy it. When it's not, you know. So on that end note, do any of y'all got any last statements y'all want to drop? We covered everything. This was an amazing segment. We had some really good points, and I really hope that we able to let people see this topic on another perspective, to maybe bring it down eye level so they can kind of see what happens and why this happens in these type of situations that they end up in. But what do you guys got for the last word before we close it out? You have anything?
Yeah. Well, like what you say, we hit all topics. And I just want to say what you said with that. I do feel, for me, I do get the holiday blues, though. I am one of those people that feel like when the holidays come around, I do feel sad because I feel like, damn, yeah, I want me somebody to, you know what I'm saying? So around that time, I will either stay off social media or I'll just stay to myself, because it will make me feel depressed. Like, damn, this another year I'm doing it by myself again. So I do get the holiday blues, but I try to just, you know, like you said, not even drill in on it or look at it. And then like what you say, maybe go with my friends, like out to eat, or take the kids out to eat and stuff like that. Like do something like that. So with that being said, like what you say, we all really agreed on everything, you know. We agree the same thing that, the female should give them a little something, you know? So, and it all depends on the level of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely agree with K Boogie. I feel like, do something with yourself, you know?
Yeah.
We do a girls' day. If you're single, get all your single friends together and go have fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lover's holiday. I feel like if you're in a relationship and you feel like you're not going nowhere, have the courage to move on it. For me, and I feel like men and women, you know your standards, know your worth, and don't just be in a relationship because you want to say that you have a man or you have a woman.
Exactly. Or settling.
Don't settle.
Yeah.
Love is love. And if you feel like that man isn't going to love you the way you want, or that woman isn't going to love you the way you want, then be single.
Yeah.
You know, because somebody's going to, they always say, I've been single for like 8 years. And I'm poly as fuck, so I do swinger stuff and stuff like that. But I feel like relationship wise, I'm gonna wait to find somebody who matches my standards, because I am a businesswoman, because I am a mother. Like, there's lots of elements to love that I feel like I have to consider, because it's not just me. I have to think about like attachments. I got to think about what example I'm setting for my child. If she sees that I'm just allowing this man to do whatever, she's not saying that is perfectly fine. So I think just having standards about who you meet, I feel like knowing your worth and knowing when to walk away. And I feel like if you're going to love somebody, love them genuinely. Don't do it because you just don't want to be by yourself, or don't be trying to do it so you can just say Yeah, I'm saying just love genuinely. I feel like if you love somebody genuinely, you're automatically going to continue to elevate your lifestyle. You're automatically going to do something because you want to, that person that you love, you want to be taken care of. You want them to be good. And you can't love me and let me struggle. You know what I'm saying? You can't love me and we can't communicate. So,
and then this is what I was going to say too. I'm sorry. But also, he has to be willing to do that, because a lot of men, you can try to, like what you say, elevate them up, or you could try to, but if it's in them or if they don't want to, then they're not going to do it. So like you said, it's best to get with someone already that's going to be how they are, because like you said, I did the same thing. I've tried to get with, okay, let me just go based off of love and not about money, and let me try to make him elevate him.
But if they don't want to,
if he don't want to, that man is not going to do it. He'll do it for a little, but he'll slip back into his old ways or the way he really is.
That's a really good topic.
Yeah.
For men and women, like.
Yeah.
Who you're dating, like really looking into like standards with dating and with
all right, y'all. Well, listen, we wrapped it up. That was good. Next week we're gonna hit them with another banger. So you guys have a great holiday. Enjoy the Valentine's Day the best way you want and the way you would like to do it. And we're gonna get back on this thing next week, all right?
All right. Bye-bye.
Powered by Riverside.
Bye.
So the next time, y'all, peace.